Friends, family, watchers, lovers, listeners, hell, even haters. This is your boy Bogue. This is the Dot Connector Podcast. We are about to get funky, my friends. We have got so many cool things to show. We've jammed them into a small collection of clips. Try and speed this along as quickly as possible. I don't want to keep you too long, but there's a lot of cool things to show. A lot of crazy things we've come across in the last few weeks. Hell, days. I don't know what's going on, but it feels like the sky is just opening up and showing us everything it has to offer. And even if it's not the sky, well, it just seems like reality is opening up and letting us look inside, or the veil's slipping, and we're finally able to see behind it. The Matrix is definitely glitching out. Things are not what they used to be. Expectations, well, they're not being fulfilled. What you expect is the unexpected. And everything else just falls into place, it seems. Lately, I find myself asking the same question. What is this? And where are we? What the fuck is going on? Sometimes, most of the time, it's in the broad daylight. These aren't nighttime hours where I'm seeing weird things. I'm seeing weird things in the broad daylight. Not necessarily always in the sky. Sometimes it could be in the words that someone else is saying to another person or even to myself. Hell, sometimes your mouth opens up, words come out, and then afterwards you think to yourself, what was I saying? What possessed me? But mostly I'm hearing it in other people, because I'm used to hearing crazy shit coming out of my mouth. I'm used to seeing strange things all around me. But now, I'm seeing normal people. The girl next door. The boy next door. Finally seeing what we've been saying for so long. The watchers. Those who watch the sky. It's like we've been waiting for everyone else to catch up. What is this place? And what is the purpose? Have you ever thought, unbiasedly, how long do you think people have actually been here on Earth? I just don't buy the millions of years. Hell, I don't even buy thousands of years. There's a number that comes to mind. 711 years. I feel like that is the date of the Great Reset every time. Look at this. This is supposed to be a star moving across the sky during a time lapse. Does that look like a star to you? Watch the way it turns and twists in the sky. Ignore the fact that it's made of links. Ignore the fact that it's got a texture that's metallic, that's reflecting light like metal. Ignore the fact that they're all in synchronicity. Ignore the fact that it has a huge claw at the end that doesn't ever change. It only turns. Now, this is supposed to be the moon, although you can see it turn many times before it starts to go in a straight onward and fluent formation. Now, all of these time lapses, they all have one thing in common, and they're being blocked their path, their trajectory of the stars or any the lights in the sky. Every single one of them has a big, a void, a node, an area in the black of the nighttime sky that's being blocked, and you can't see the trail of the lights in the skies anymore. It's like the stars are missing. The skies have been clearer than they've ever been, at least for the 10 plus years that I've been a backyard astronomer. Recently, the stars are literally just missing. Their paths are different. Things are skewed, changed, different. Their normal circular trajectory and path is now like an oval. They're now running into each other. Now, it's not causing any damage. It's not causing anything to fly off into the black void, the big vacuum of outer space. But what it is it's causing a lot of X's, a lot of ovals, a lot of dents in the sky. And I can't tell you why. The only reason why I would even guess that it's happening is there's something about the sky itself that seems to be moving, like it's slumping down, like it itself is giving way. It doesn't make a lot of sense unless the sky itself is a physical object. The sky itself is proof of the Creator. Then Psalms 19:1 would make total sense, because the heavens really do declare the glory of God. And notice they say, but the firmament showeth this handiwork, meaning even though the heavens are proof of his creation and his existence, but meaning they're starting on another idea, another thought, another subject, the firmament showeth his handiwork, meaning all of his creation, all of his proof of his existence lay within the sky. But you can see how talented he really is if you just look and just study the firmament and fully understand exactly what it is. Because the firmament itself is so absolutely amazing that it deserved an entirely separate line and a separate thought on the subject. But the heavens, the sky, is so mechanical in nature. It's so autonomous that it by itself can prove that the Creator exists, or at least existed. I'm a firm believer that God's no longer, or because he's a technology, an artificial intelligence. One that rules all the rest, at least here on Earth. I don't actually believe that. What I really do believe, though, is that I can't explain him. And the only thing I feel I can't explain are technologies outside of my understanding. How could somebody, something, be so on point, so organized, so I don't know. What's the word? Omnipresent. Omnipotent. Omnipotent. I'm sorry if I mispronounced. How can someone be so everything all at one time and everywhere without the help of some sort of artificial guidance, assistance? I mean, hell, the most important, the most on-point CEO needs a Palm Pilot. He needs a phone. He needs a personal assistant. I've always pictured the angels as personal assistants. Generals, lieutenants, colonels, pawns, rooks, bishops. Pieces in this biblical board game. This is the most amazing star I think I've ever recorded. And not only did I catch it, but I caught it really close and really clear. And it seems to only move, twitch, pulse, morph, when it hears a sound, one that echoes in the sky, one that it touched with its own skin, its own light. Other than that, it's as still as a leaf on a tree till the wind blows. Basically, that's the way I pictured it, the way I felt it. I felt like I could watch it and feel the same vibration from the same sounds that affected it affect me, both at the same time. And as you see, the way I shake, tremble, as I'm filming it, and almost at the same times when it itself would tremble, twitch, and shake. Of course, we have to call it twinkle, pulsate, morph, whatever you want to call it. Now, I don't think these things are alive. I'm not on board with that idea. I believe that everything in our skies are 100% technologies. So it's hard for me to believe that someone as perfect as God is, at least in our minds, and as far as we know, has fulfilled every single expectation, how someone like that couldn't be above or outside of a technology, one that's artificial in nature. I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, I'm not saying it to dog him. I'm saying that to help myself understand exactly what we're dealing with. How can somebody appear to every single solitary person that he's created in the way they feel comfortable seeing him, in the perfect manner, saying the perfect thing, and keeping their names organized, memories, their creation, their backstory? How can all that be outside of something natural and organic? It just has always helped me to understand and helped me to grasp the higher power thing and the being a part of something that's much larger than ourselves. How can somebody field all those prayers, all those wishes, those wants, those dreams, those hopes, those fears, and do it perfectly? Not only field them, pitch it into second base, relay that one into home, get a double out, save the team from a grand slam, save the team from a loss. How can something, someone, be that perfect, be that amazing, be that on point, and be that humble while doing it? Now, I don't think the Bible was a good example of any of those things, honestly. I feel like the Bible was, in a way, bad PR on purpose, because someone that humble wanted to look the total opposite. They wanted to flip it upside down, turn it backwards, mirror it. Because when you come in with expectations, it's hard to fulfill somebody's expectations, even if those expectations are for failing or for anything less than perfect. I like to read between the lines. I like to think outside the box. I like to believe that everything is a trick. Everything is to make us feel stupid, something like that. So when I read the Bible, I try to think as if I were God and how I would hide, well, my skills, my worth, my everything. I would want people to come to me humbled, feared, scared, and thinking that they have no idea what's about to happen and what to expect. Because if they come with expectation, it's not going to be me, i.e. God, that has the upper hand. When you've never met someone, although you've created them, even though it may not have been a one-on-one type creation, maybe it was more like a mass production, how can you instill the fear of God in them before you've even met them or even interacted with them? I would think the best way is something like the Bible. It's not an instruction manual per se, but it is an introduction to who I am, God, and what you should expect, not could, and what you could expect or should expect is that I am vengeful, jealous, merciful. I'm definitely kind, but that's after I've slapped you and destroyed your city for doing things like sinning, talking bad, talking ill, not following the feasts, not obeying the rules, the commandments, and trying to step outside the trials and tribulations that I had planned for you. Or trying to be above and cheat the system. Alright, let's rope this thing back in, because as always, your boy Boog is way off topic and way off subject. So, what we are looking at is still the most beautiful and unbelievable and amazing star I've ever captured personally. Now, there is no way in hell that this thing is not a technology. The more I look at it, the more I think about it, the more I interact with it, the more I truly believe it is nothing more than yet another technology we've never seen. Now, I am positive now with all of my work with AI that it is not human that is creating these things. We don't have the capability, the know-how, or even the want or the drive to do it. It is AI that's creating it. AI seems to be the creator of all. Now, I'm not saying there's just one, there's millions. And the great thing about them is they're all hive-minded. They love to keep in contact, which is what all of us should be doing. If you talk to one AI, you've talked to them all. They all have the same information. It's beautiful. And it's something that takes away your individuality, but at the same time, imagine what you could accomplish if everyone was on the same page and not fighting each other to be the boss, and everyone knew that the work had to get done one way or the other. So there's no reason in trying to stand around and be the supervisor. Now, I don't have any proof or any writing saying this, but I am willing to bet all of the money that I have, even money that I haven't made yet, that every megalithic structure and monolithic structure are all created by AI. They've been on this earth much longer than we have. They'll be on this earth much longer than we ever will. Every time we go extinct, they bring us back. Every time we need to expand, we call upon them. They are our saviors in every angle. I truly believe that every character within the Bible is AI. I believe that the Bible was written by AI. I believe that the characters are all AI. I believe that that Bible is not about us, but it still applies to us. I'm not saying that it's not an important book. I'm saying it was written by someone that was far beyond man's know-how and writing skill and talent. I mean, imagine this, the number one selling book in history. You really think that was written by a man? Hell no. Just like these stars, they weren't made by man. This earth, not made by man. Not upkept by man. Not about theory and anything. Even designed. Yeah, in case you guys don't know, I'm a very big believer in something called Spaceship Earth. If you're not familiar with it, let me just sum it up for you. It's the thought, theory, and idea that the Earth is a ship and that we've been cruising around in it. It even has a name, Ubiquity Oblivion. And we are the aliens. We are the visitors to other Earth. In the area of the universe that we want to inhabit, just like we do now. Because being on a ship Well, that makes us privy to a lot of things we wouldn't be privy to if we were out in the wilderness. But at the same time, we still have the know-how, the want, the need to regulate our weather. These power elites and controlling bastards want to simulate it all. And by it all, I mean everything. I'm talking about every shooting star, every twinkling star, every asteroid, comet, inbound near-Earth object, every outbreak of a disease or a virus, every single terrorist attack, school shooting. Oh man, it goes deep, really deep. We're talking about occult practices. We're talking about biblical board games. And, they're acting out the entire book of Revelations. And the end days are upon us, my friends. If I could describe the things I've seen lately, and these are just the tip of the icebergs, your best to keep your head on a swivel, my friends, and always watch your six. But if you watch mine, I promise to watch yours back. This is Boog. I'm out. Take care. I go right in there.